That Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you must search for Laylatul Qadr in the last odd nights of the last 10 days. In this, according to this hadith, last odd nights will start from Sunday, 21st, 23rd, 25th, 27th and 29th. So this is the hadith of Hadrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. She said, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Taharru Laylatul Qadri fil vitri minal ashril awakhir. Odd last 10 nights, and amongst those 10 nights, the last 5 nights, odd nights. And another riwayat, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala was very curious. She was very close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She said, قالت قلت يا رسول الله I asked Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم أرأيت إن علمت أي ليلة ليلة القدر ما أقول Suppose I found that tonight is ليلة القدر for example I am sure I have seen some signs as Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم had mentioned some signs of ليلة القدر so he say, she said if I found and I'm confident that tonight is ليلة القدر which particular dua should I make This is how intelligent she was. There are so many du'as. But she is specifically asking Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in night of Qadr, in night of power, which du'a specifically I should make if I 100% sure that this night is Laylatul Qadr. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied to her and through her the whole ummah till the Yawmul Qiyamah, Aqulu. She said, Kuli, Allah, Rasulullah replied to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, Kuli, you must say this dua excessively, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anni. Very small dua, very profound dua. Allahumma innaka afuun, O Allah, you are full of forgiveness. Tuhibbul afwa, and you love to forgive. This is your habit, this is your nature. Wa rahmati wasiat ala ghadabi. Right? Wa rahmati wasiyat kulla shay. Allah Ta'ala says, even my rahmah, my mercy has enveloped my ghadab, my anger. So mercy is more than anger. Mercy is greater than the anger. Right? So he said, you love to forgive, please forgive me. What a beautiful dua. Wallah, you are full of forgiveness. You love to forgive, please forgive me. So keep on making this dua from the Maghrib till Subah Sadiq. Keep on reciting. This is the very profound and very special dua, recommended and taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to his most beloved wife, Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radhiyallahu ta'ala anha, on her request. So we should not miss dua. Remember this dua and keep on making this dua. Now, what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do? Again, Hazrat Aisha radhiyallahu ta'ala anha was very close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She said, "Kana Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ida dakhal al-ashr al-awakhir shadda mi'zarahu wa ahya laylahu wa ayqada ahlahu." And this is hadith in Bukhari Sharif that whenever last 10 nights used to enter, dakhala ashr al-awakhir, started from Sunday. If this last 10 nights used to enter, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to tighten up his waist belt, meaning he never used to go to bed all 10 nights. وَأَحْيَا لَيْلَهُ And he used to give the life to the night. أَحْيَا لَيْلَهُ Meaning, through his worship, he used to make a night alive. See, beautiful understanding. أَحْيَا لَيْلَهُ Granting life to the night. Meaning, never ever he used to sleep during this last 10 nights. He used to awake whole night. Maybe during the day he used to sleep to get some rest. But night from Maghrib till Subah Sadiq, he used to spend in the remembrance of Allah, engage himself in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَيْقَذَ أَهْلَهُ And not only that, but he used to awake his family members also. So in the household, we should be vigilant, we should be active, we should be steadfast, and then with that, we should make our wives, our children also awake. This is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He used to make awake his own family members. We should also do that. Same thing, time is going, but this very few points I want to highlight with regard to this night. What if you, last 10 nights, as I said, any night can be Laylatul Qadr. So don't depend only on 27 night. Rather spend some more extra night and try to be every single night from tomorrow, inshallah, thinking of the Laylatul Qadr. what first thing we should do, at least everyone can do, perform your Fajr, Isha Salat and Fajr Salat with congregation. Brothers, this is my humble request. We are not able to spend whole night in Ibadat. We are very weak. We are not doing that. At least make sure last 10 nights, you come for Isha, congregation Salat, perform, and perform Fajr Salat with congregation. Don't be lazy. If you stick to this one principle, you will get Laylatul Qadr, inshallah. Because this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who will pray Isha with the congregation, he'll get half of the night. Who will pray Fajr next morning, he will get the full night of Ibadah. Without praying, you go and sleep after Taraweeh. And you come for Fajr, if you cannot wake whole night. Make sure you don't miss Isha and Fajr all these 10 nights, inshallah. We'll do it then. May Allah give us tawfiq. This is the at least everyone can do. And the second thing is everyone can do is sleep with the state of wuzu. Every night, make sure before you're going to bed, you must go and make wuzu. What is the great benefit of sleeping with wuzu, my brothers? That if you sleep with wuzu, it comes in the riwayat, when a person is sleeping in the state of wudu, his soul goes out during the night. When we are sleeping, our soul goes out from our bodies. That's why we don't know what's going on around us. We are like half dead, you know. So our soul goes and makes sujood on the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a great opportunity. Little act. Make wudu and then sleep. Maybe your wudu will break after 10 minutes. Doesn't matter. But beginning of sleep should be with wuzu. Then if later on your wuzu break is okay, you don't have to wake up again and make another wuzu. But when you go to bed, first thing, do everything and then make wuzu and then make istighfar, some tasbih, fatima, whatever. That's another story. But at least make wuzu. If you make wuzu, inshallah, your soul will go and make sujood on the arsh of Allah. Those people who are sleeping without wuzu, their soul are not permitted to go to arsh of Allah. It's a dirty soul. They are not allowed to make sujood. Remember this. You are depriving ourselves from the sujood of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just by not making wuzu. So every night throughout the year, I'm not talking about last 10 nights, but every night, make sure, it only take a couple of minutes, make wuzu and then you sleep. Your soul will go and make sujood on the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just imagine, brothers, this night is Laylatul Qadr and your soul going in the arsh of Allah making sujood to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Laylatul Qadr. You know, so don't deprive yourself in this great act of wudu. Number thing, abstain from sin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned there are certain people who are not forgiven in this particular night also, and amongst those are the person who is harboring hatred and jealousy, and who is disobedient to his parent, who the habitual drinking liquor, and those who are cutting off the family ties. These are the four categories which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not even forgive during this night of Qadr also. So abstain from the committing sin. If you have some dispute or problem with your family members, go and ask forgiveness before Laylatul Qadr start. If you disobey your parents, go and ask maafi and forgiveness, apologize to them, and make yourself clear from all these things so you can get the reward from this Laylatul Qadr. And make sincere tawbah, divide your night in the tilawat of the Quran, zikrullah, istighfar, durus sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, etc. And make this ibadat. And one of the great thing, my brothers, is the i'tikaf. This is a very great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He used to perform i'tikaf all the years until he passed away. Then Hazrat Aisha and Hazrat Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala started performing i'tikaf. So it is for male and female, both. Our sisters and mother understand, oh, this is only for the men to sit in the masjid. No, the sisters and mothers can sit at home in the room where they are praying salat. That is the place for them to sit in i'tikaf. They can do some work also there and guide their household people, and they can spend 10 nights in their particular room. And this, if you cannot do all 10 days of i'tikaf, which is sunnatul muakkada, you can do the nafal i'tikaf. Every night you come spend few hours in the masjid, that will be regarded your i'tikaf with the niyat of i'tikaf, and you will get the reward. May Allah give us tawfiq. Sorry for that.